You're listening to SBS News.
The Women in STEM Decadal Plan says underrepresentation of women in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, or STEM careers, is threatening Australia's prosperity. The plan outlines the effects that underrepresentation and underutilisation of women in the STEM workforces is having on the country and sets out new ways to improve. RMIT's Associate Dean of Electronic and Telecommunications Engineering, Professor Madhu Bhaskaran, says the lack of diversity in STEM is stunting growth in a range of industries.
There's always been a big concern around the numbers in this space, and I think we're finding there are less and less people taking to STEM. And obviously, when we don't engage women and girls as broadly as we should be doing into STEM, then we lose out a lot in terms of, not just in terms of talent, but also because we lose out in terms of having better diversity and better balance in decision-making and things like that.
There are six focuses in the plan: leadership, evaluation, workplace culture, visibility, education and industry action. Professor Bhaskaran said each of the focus areas aims to increase the accessibility of STEM to women through different stages of life and career.
One common thing which comes up quite often is when you ask young girls why you don't take to certain subjects, they say there's lesser visibility. So you don't see as many women, you know, in media or in public events and things like that being actually shown as role models to young girls. So that's the reason visibility and education are two of those. And beyond that, it's also about, obviously, it's not about just about getting girls or men into STEM. It's about making sure their career progresses as well as they should be progressing. And so leadership comes into picture as well, and there you find there are lesser women leadership positions.
Australian Academy of Science CEO Anna Maria Arabia says each of the categories presents an opportunity to make practical change, which she says needs to be on a national level. Miss Arabia said there's plenty of initiatives on a grassroots level, but without evaluation on a national scale, the work may be ineffective.
We need to be able to evaluate each and every one of those initiatives, understand what works, apply a national evaluation framework, and then absolutely back those that are having the reach and the impact that we need to tackle gender equity in STEM.
Ms. Arabia said Australia will continue to lag behind the rest of the world in STEM if it doesn't begin to take diversity seriously. But if the plan is put into action, it will see positive outcomes, both socially and economically, in the country.
The time is now for all of those stakeholder groups to come together and turn the recommendations of this Women in STEM Decadal Plan into action. We haven't got time to waste. We need to put all of our drive and energy into doing this.
Ms. Arabia says it's important to make sure women in all of their diversity are represented in STEM careers.
So this plan is absolutely not designed to leave those different aspects of diversity behind. They are absolutely critical if we are going to achieve the sort of workforce participation that we need and that we have agreed we need to aim for.
But Academy of Technology and Engineering Vice President of Diversity, Dr. Bruce Godfrey, says it's not just Australia that's behind on gender equality in STEM.
This is very much a global issue. Some countries are better than others. I will acknowledge that, but Australia is not alone. We shouldn't ever think that Australia is the only in quotes bad country in the world in bringing STEM skills and gender and basically women in STEM in particular and promoting them and bringing them through.
But Dr. Godfrey does agree that if something isn't done about the lack of diversity, Australia will fall behind the rest of the world when it comes to the technology sector. He says it's a matter of making sure we have the best talent pool, both male and female, when it comes to STEM careers.
We are in a new technology revolution. Technology is changing rapidly. Nearly all of that technology requires STEM skills. If Australia is to take full advantage of that future, then we have to be as successful as the best countries in the world at getting both equality and inclusiveness.
Professor Bhaskaran is hoping that if the right reforms are pursued now, the issue will have disappeared in 10 years' time.
Let's hope in a decade we don't have to be sitting and talking about this as an issue, and that's where we're hoping to be. It's a problem which has been around for a long time, but we definitely need to make the steps in all the various directions to get it solved.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.